24. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, we bring you the week's finest radio entertainment in Playhouse 74. Tonight, we present Young Mrs. Barrington, a story of human relationships written by Warren Chatham Strode and produced by Don Ridgway. Jo Barrington, in her late 20s, is faced by a problem shared by many women at the end of the war. She and Martin married on a wave of wartime excitement, and after a brief honeymoon parted, he to serve with the RAF in the Far East, she to her job at the War Office. Now, 4 years later, the war is over, and Martin is coming home. Joe's happy anticipation of their reunion is clouded by the fear that they might have grown apart during the intervening years and matured at completely different levels. Is she in love with a memory? Will she be welcoming home a stranger rather than a husband? An already delicate situation is further complicated by Martin's well-meaning but possessive mother, the young girl who is infatuated with him, and an attractive colonel with whom Joe worked closely for 4 years. Listen in a few moments to Young Mrs. Barrington, produced by Don Ridgway and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.
Throughout the world, oil companies have been searching for an answer to oil fatigue. Shell found it. New Shell Super, the oil that stays as good as new from one oil change to the next. New Shell Super, today's best motor oil. For new ideas in action, you can be sure of Shell.
When times are sort of ordinary, liven things up a little with life. Those rich, fragrant tobaccos bring you the good taste all over again. The taste of life.
Life is what it's all about. Light up a life today and say,
oh man, life is great.
And now, Act One of Young Mrs. Barrington.
Dear, must you clean your bicycle in here? And Nancy, darling, never sit like that. It's so inelegant, and it ruins the chair cover.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, what did I come in for?
To have a good bind at others, apparently.
Something to do with Martin coming next week, or with Joe arriving this evening. Oh, my cookery book.
Do you want any help in the kitchen?
No, thank you, dear. I can manage. Mrs. Porter didn't come today.
Oh, she never does when you really want her.
Now, Arthur, it's no use complaining about Mrs. Porter. She's all we can get until they release some more girls from the services. Indeed, I may never get another servant. The war may be over, but things will never be the same again. Well, never mind. We've been lucky. Martin's been spared. And he'll be home next Wednesday. Oh, I'm so excited. 3 people have asked him to dinner already.
What about Jo?
Oh, she'll go too, of course. But Martin's the attraction, naturally.
Oh, can't say I know my sister-in-law very well. I've only met Jo about 4 times at the wedding and once or twice in the holidays. But from what I did see, I thought she was tops.
Oh, yes, she's a very dear girl. We must do all we can to make her feel this is her home.
What time's she coming?
Any time now. Ah, here's the cookery book. Now, let me see.
Hey, there's a woman trying to get through our hedge. What a cheek.
Never mind, I can use lemon. Oh, dear. Oh, can you smell burning? Oh, it's the soup. Oh, I've laid the table, Arthur. Oh, will you put out the glasses and the water?
Oh, all right. Well, Nancy, do you realize that Martin and Joe have been married over 4 years?
Well, what about it?
Well, Joe hasn't seen him since the honeymoon.
Well, considering he's been out east with the RAF, I don't see how she could.
Oh, I bet she's excited.
Please forgive me for not going round to the front, but I saw these French doors open.
Oh, that's all right. Come in. It must have been you Arthur saw getting through the hedge.
Yes, it was. I'm Mary Haddon. I've just come to live next door, and this is my daughter, Peggy.
Hello.
Hello,
Peggy.
We're going away tomorrow for 3 weeks, and I wondered if I might tell the laundry to leave my washing here.
Oh, yes, do. I'm sure Mother won't mind.
It's really very kind of you. Your name's Barrington, isn't it?
Yes. I'm Nancy, and this is my brother, Arthur.
I suppose you know a relation of a girl called Josephine Barrington.
Jo.
She's our sister-in-law. She's married to our brother, Martin.
Yeah, he's in the Air Force. They've just let him out. He'll be home next week.
There was a photograph of him in the newspaper, wasn't there?
Fancy your remembering, Peggy.
Oh, well, it said he lived here. That's why I noticed it. He's very good-looking. He's got a faint look of Gary Cooper.
Come, Peggy, you aren't in the cinema now.
Oh, Nancy, about Josephine.
This is my mother. Mrs. Haddon from next door.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Oh, Nancy, run and take a peep at the pudding, will you? Oh, yes. We're all so excited. And turn the oven off, will you, dear?
I'm sorry I lost touch with Jo. She had a very important job at the War Office, from what I gather.
Oh, was it? But you never talk much about it. This is Martin. Photograph taken in Calcutta with his medal ribbon on.
Right. He's terribly attractive.
Mm-hmm. How old is he now?
He's nearly 27.
Must be awfully interesting for Joe, working as personal assistant to Colonel Rennick.
Colonel Rennick?
You mean the secret intelligence chap?
Well, he was one of the brains behind it, and Joe was naturally in on everything.
Was she? I say, I thought she was just an ordinary typist like Nancy.
No, she was a lot more important than that.
Yes, well, the Martin's very clever, too. They wouldn't have made him squadron leader if he hadn't been. You must come and meet him when he arrives, Mrs. Haddon.
I'd love to.
Yes. So would I.
And give Jo my love. Tell her, please, that...
Oh, I think this must be Jo now.
Hello, darling. I hope I'm not there.
Oh, not a bit, my dear. Oh, it's so nice to see you again.
Mm. Hello, Arthur.
Hello,
Haven't seen you for ages.
No.
I brought Colonel Rennick, my late boss. Or rather, he's been kind enough to bring me.
Well, I couldn't let Jo go without some sort of a send-off.
So you brought her home. How kind of you.
And this is my brother-in-law, Arthur.
Now, how do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Mary!
What are you doing here?
I've come to live next door.
Oh, Jo, it's lovely to see you.
Oh.
Oh, Paul, this is a very old friend of mine, Mary Haddon.
How do you do?
Peggy Haddon.
How do you do?
Hello. Do sit down, Colonel Rennick.
Oh, thank you.
My Peggy, how you've grown. Oh, Mary, when can we get together and talk?
Dick and I are going down to Wales for 3 weeks, so when I come back.
What a pleasant house you have, Mrs. Barrington. Almost in the country. I envy you. I live at my club nowadays.
Oh, you're not married, Colonel.
I was, but my wife died some years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, will you excuse me while I remember something? Arthur, would you be a dear and feed the hens?
Oh, Mum, can't we ring their necks? We don't need them now. The war's over. There are eggs in the shop.
I never believe they're real ones. Now, go on, there's a good boy. And wouldn't you like to go with him, Peggy?
I'd rather stay here, thanks.
We've got rabbits, too. Wouldn't you like to see the rabbits?
All right. How many hens have you got?
8.
What? No rooster? How mean.
I'll say goodbye, Mrs. Barrington, and send that child home when you get sick of her.
Peggy's growing up, isn't she?
Oh, you're telling me. I'll ring you when I get back.
Goodbye. So nice to have met you.
Have a nice holiday.
We will. Oh, goodbye, Colonel Rennick.
Goodbye.
You stay and dine with us, I hope, Colonel Rennick.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Barrington, but I'm afraid I must get back.
Oh, well, don't go for a few minutes. I want to show Jo her room. But we won't be long. Help yourself to a drink.
No, thank you.
Now, my dear, do you like 2 blankets or 3?
Oh, and what time would you like to have?
Well, I got rid of that blonde job. Oh, sorry, sir. I thought Jo was here.
Oh, she's gone upstairs with your mother.
Oh.
You've just left school, I hear.
Yes, sir.
Now, what are you going to do now?
I'm going into the Imperial Tobacco Company. It's Martin's old firm. I... Say, sir, is it true what they said in the papers about you?
Not a word, I should think.
I mean about your being dropped out of an aircraft over Holland and France when the Germans were there.
Well, someone had to go and see what was going on.
But you were a spy, weren't you?
My dear chap, that's a horrible word. Oh, I was just a simple Dutch businessman visiting my dear old mother in Rotterdam. Now, what's wrong with that?
By Jove!
Oh, it must have been exciting. How did you get back?
By train and boat.
Oh, I bet it wasn't as simple as all that.
Everything's simple, old boy, if you know how. That's the secret.
What did Jo do?
She helped me.
How? I mean, she didn't go over to Holland and Norway or places.
No. No, she had all the work without any of the fun. She did most of the planning.
Jo did?
Well,
I say.
What do you think of my colonel?
We've been talking about you.
Oh, nice things, I hope.
Who knows? Frightful. Serves you right. Oh, heavens. I was concentrating so much on getting rid of that awful Haddon girl that I forgot to feed the hens. Excuse me, will you?
I like your in-laws, Jo.
Oh, so do I. Mrs. B's a darling, and so's Nancy. Well, you haven't met her yet. She asked to be excused. Had to pop out for a moment to see her boyfriend.
You must be feeling pretty thrilled.
Oh, I am. Of course I am. Only, well, it is a bit frightening.
What's worrying you? Oh, come on. Tell me.
Well, Martin doesn't seem to have changed a bit. I can tell that from his letters. He's still the same boy he always was.
Well, isn't that a good thing?
I'm not sure. You see, I've altered a lot. I've grown up. Martin might not like me as I am now. He may be disappointed in me. 4 years is a long time to be parted.
A terribly long time.
Married people should grow up together. Otherwise, their interests grow apart. We were only married a month before he was posted. We both seemed like children then.
Jo? You're still in love with Martin, aren't you?
I want to be. I want to be, desperately.
But you were, weren't you, when you married him?
Oh, yes, madly. But I married in a frenzy of excitement, fear, desperation. I was terrified he might get killed. We were different people then.
Are you sure?
I'm in love with a boy who gate-crashed a party and danced 6 times running with me. I'm in love with a boy who crawled up to my window at 6 o'clock in the morning, just after he'd been shot down in a night operation. I'm in love with a memory. That's what it amounts to, Paul.
It'll all come right. You'll see. Just stop worrying.
Next week, a stranger is going to walk into this house. And suddenly I'll realize that I'm his wife.
Well, that's a problem hundreds of women must face.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Anyway, let's forget it now. When are you getting back into your business?
Soon, I hope. The publishing trade's looking up. I shall be pretty busy. And how I shall miss you.
Me? Oh, Paul, how nice of you.
Jo, I'm not making love to you, but this is the last opportunity. I'll have to tell you what I really think of you. May I?
Well, yes, if you want to.
When I saw you packing up in the office this afternoon, when I realized that you and I were going to part, I felt a wrench inside, as if one of the main supporting beams in my life was being pulled away. But I also felt very happy, because we'd been so close to each other during those grand years. That's what I wanted to say.
You know what I feel about you, don't you? But I can't say it, otherwise I shall start to cry.
Don't do that, for heaven's sake.
You're the best friend I've got. We'll leave it at that.
Well, you know where to find me. Bring Martin to lunch one day. I'd like to meet him.
Of course I will. Oh, excuse me, Paul.
Of course.
Yes? Yes? Yes, this is Mrs. Martin Barrington speaking. No. No, I'm afraid I haven't the faintest idea who it is. Marty. But I never... I wasn't expecting you to... Oh, darling. Oh, well, of course, it's wonderful. You flew here. You'll be here in 5 minutes. Oh, all right, darling. I tell her. Yes, of course I'll be here. Bye, darling. Oh. I didn't recognize his voice. Poor.
One often doesn't on the telephone.
This ought to be the biggest moment in my life. But it isn't, Paul. It isn't.
Oh, it's going to be all right. Now, come on now.
I'm so frightened.
Don't be silly. Try and remember that month when you were both very young and very happy. Remember how much you loved him then.
I can't remember. It's gone.
Oh, it hasn't really. The loveliest moments of our lives never go. Come on. Fight for it. Pull yourself together. Now, you don't want him to find you crying.
I put some flowers in your room, Joe.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Arthur. Martin's just home.
Huh?
Yes. He's here.
Martin? Here? Where?
He's coming now. In a taxi. Go and tell your mother.
Mum, Martin's here. Martin's here.
Now, it's going to be all right, Joe. He'll help you sort it out. Don't worry.
I won't. Bless you, Paul, for everything.
I'll go now. Say goodbye to Mrs. Barrington for me.
Yes.
Hello. Anyone at home? Joe, my old poppin.
Marty. Oh, darling.
Simply wizard trip. I don't feel I've been away at all. Are you all right, darling?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You look wonderful.
Oh, Martin! Oh, my darling boy! Oh,
hello, Mum.
Martin! Oh, how did you get here so soon?
I picked up an old crate coming over. It was wizard and got here a week early.
Oh, wonderful. Martin!
Arthur! My, how you've grown. How are you, boy?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh,
is that the bar to your DFC?
What's your name? Oh, good heavens, but you've grown up too, haven't you?
We weren't expecting you till next week. I'm so pleased to see you.
Goody for you, and goody for all of us.
Oh, joint. I must see to it. Nancy, go and get the sheet for Marty's bed.
Right.
And Arthur, come and lay another place for
right.
Me,
dear.
Right,
Mum.
See you, Martin.
You look lovely, Joe.
Let me look at you. No, the face hasn't altered at all. Oh, it's going to be so exciting.
What?
We're getting to know each other again.
Well, there's nothing I don't know about you. You haven't altered one scrap. Oh, darling. I love you so much.
But we must have altered a little, darling. It's been so long.
What's time? I'm home. I'm here. I feel now I've never been away. I've got Mum and you and Arthur and Nancy, all the lot of you.
Oh, yes, but it's different with them. They knew you before.
Well, I didn't know you before. We're married, aren't we?
It was so short. Marty, couldn't we go away somewhere? Together, even for a few days. It would be heaven.
Go away? But I've just got back. I haven't seen the family. What's happened? Don't you get on with Mother?
Oh, of course I do. No one could have been kinder while you've been away. Oh, no, it wasn't that, Marty.
Then what is it?
Well, darling, surely it doesn't need explaining. It's just about you and me. It was just that I wanted you to myself for a little. Just to get things smoothed out.
Smoothed out? What's there to smooth out? Oh, Joe, you do love me, don't you? I mean, you haven't met some other type.
Oh, no, no.
Then what's the matter?
But it's only that I think it's frightfully important that we go away alone. And soon.
Darling, I've got people to see. I've got to go to the Air Ministry.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I was being stupid. Can I unpack your things?
No, Mum will do all that. She always does.
But I want to, Marty.
Oh, don't stop the old girl fussing around. She loves it.
I might, too.
Are you being jealous of Mum?
No, I'm not. But I want you and me to start off again together where we left off.
Well, we don't seem to be doing so. This is the first time we've been alone together for over 4 years, and we start arguing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm probably tired. I mean, the war's probably tired us both a bit.
Well, I don't see why you're tired. You've been sitting in London all the time.
I've not exactly been twiddling my thumb. I've been working pretty hard.
What, for that old brass hat? I don't call that work.
I don't get to make comparisons. It's silly. Oh, Marty, I don't want to be cross.
But I pictured today so differently.
So did I.
I hope to have you to myself. Kind of second honeymoon. Then when I saw them all swarming about you like bees, it sort of took the wind out of my sails. But all right now.
Come along, Martin. Dinner, children.
Come on, Joe.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back, Martin. And now you're home, you've got to stay for ages and ages. My friend and I are interested in the future, and you've got to help us in planning the New Britain.
What on earth is that?
Well, we've got a lot of post-war problems to solve. Haven't we, Joe?
You never said a truer word.
When your kind of headache strikes and tension builds along with the pain, you need the extra strength of Anadin. Anadin is one of the strongest headache tablets you can buy without restriction. Anadin's fortified formula is extra strong in the trusted pain reliever doctors recommend most, and has another ingredient to get you over headache's after effects. No grogginess, no after pain depression. Take Anadin. Extra strong in the pain reliever doctors recommend most.
Earn the big 10.5% paid quarterly in advance. Have the security of land in South Africa, and at the same time help to build the properties which house the people and industries of South Africa. Invest in Barclays National Participation Bonds, mortgage bonds secured by some of the finest properties in the country. Earn the big 10.5%. Contact your Barclays National Manager.
All right, then. What of Firestone low-profile 78 Scott that makes them different?
New handling. Like every road has a better surface.
New traction that lets you take off as if your tires had gears.
New braking. Like power brakes between your tires and the road.
New steering at all speeds that makes driving a pleasure.
Correct. It's different. A cross-ply tire that gives you the best features of radial tires. Low-profile 70H by Firestone.
Blonde job's looking over the hedge again, Martin. She asked me this evening if you'd be in tonight. I think I'll buy her some of that stuff they call keep off.
Are you speaking about Peggy?
Of course I'm speaking about Peggy. Oh, ever since she came back from a holiday, she's been pussying up to you like one of Sally's kittens.
Oh, nonsense. Peggy's only a little girl.
She's 17. What are you doing with all that fishing gear?
I'm getting it ready for the holiday Joe and I are having.
Is the fishing good at Fowey?
They say the sea's stiff with sea bass.
Oh, lucky you. Both of you. Having a month. Oh, I only get 2 weeks.
Yes, we are lucky. It's going to be wonderful. A whole month.
May Peggy and I come in?
Oh, how nice to see you, Mrs. Herdon. Do come in and sit down. Oh,
how are you, Mary?
I'm fine. Dick's busy working, so I thought I'd come over for a minute.
Good evening. Hello, Martin. Can I help you?
Yes, yes. Find another hook like this one, will you?
Martin's getting ready for his holiday.
We've taken a house, Mary. We're having a month's holiday before Martin starts his new job.
Oh, such a big house, Mary. They'll be lost in it by themselves.
Well, there was nothing else at Foy. He had to take it. Do you know Foy?
Oh, yes, very well.
When Daddy had a boat before the war, we used to sail there. Oh, Marty, you lucky thing. I wish I were coming with you. Won't you take me, Marty?
Do? Is she being a nuisance?
Who, Peggy? No. But I believe there's some more hooks in the tool shed. I'll have a look.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Sure, come on, then.
Oh, such a nice, willing child, that. Oh, Martin's so fond of her. She's like another sister to him. Does your husband feel better for his holiday?
Oh, yes, much. Oh, it was just wonderful walking and sailing.
Oh, that's what worries me about that big house, Joe. You and Martin will never get out.
Why not?
Well, with the cooking and the housework, you just never have a minute to spare.
Oh, we'll manage, darling. It's half the fun.
Where are you going for your holiday, Mrs. Barrington?
Me?
Well, I expect I'll go to my sister for a few days. Seeing Martin playing with his fishing things just now, it did remind me so much of those lovely family holidays we all used to have.
I think Jo needs her holiday badly. She's overworked.
She wasn't in the forces, Mrs. Hatton. It's so much easier in an office.
I've got a bit of news for you. I may be going back to the easy life,
as you call it.
Oh?
Doing what?
Paul Rennick wants me to join his firm.
Jo, how interesting.
He suggested it when Martin and I had lunch with him today.
And, what does Martin say?
Oh, he's all for it. It means we shall be able to get a flat of our own.
But Martin doesn't want to leave here, does he?
Oh, he loves being here, but... what if we're both working? Well, this is rather far out.
Oh, but my husband travelled up every day for 16 years.
I don't think a woman feels properly married until she's got a home of her own.
But this is Joe's home. Aren't you happy here, Joe?
Oh, you know I am. But we can't stay here indefinitely. We've been here 2 months already.
Well, there's no reason why you should ever leave. I'm sure Martin doesn't want to live anywhere else.
Let's talk about it some other time, shall we? Come along, Peggy. You ought to be in your bed.
You were up far too late last night.
Oh, Mother, not a baby. I've left school.
Only just.
Well, I'll be late tomorrow, anyhow. Martin's taking me to the pictures.
Oh, is he?
Do you mind? Me?
No, of course not.
You're a sweetie, Martin.
Well, you've been helping me, haven't you?
Not awfully well. I ran a hook into my finger, Mum.
Badly?
No. Marty got it out all right.
Yes, it was quite a job. Let's look.
There. Did anyone tell you what nice hands you've got?
Oh, everybody admires Martin's hands.
Now, Peggy, off you go. I said you could only come over for a minute, and when I get home, I want to find you in bed. I'll go on one condition, that Marty walks with me across the garden.
Oh, another night he will, but we've got a friend coming this evening. Do you mind if he doesn't?
Oh, well, if you feel like that about it.
Oh, don't be stupid, Peggy. Say goodnight at once.
Good night, Marty. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Night, Peggy.
Good night, Peggy.
Good night, dear.
She's at a very silly age.
Oh, children have always adored Martin.
Yes, but if I'm not careful, that child's going to be a menace.
Oh, don't worry. We all went through that stage, film stars and glamour.
Yes, but you can't do anything with a film. That's safe.
Well, I'll have to get a new line and a new reel. I say, this holiday is going to be a wizard one, isn't it?
Oh, I can't wait for it.
I say, I've got a suggestion. Couldn't you help us out, Mum?
Marty.
But you see, Mum would do all the cooking and we'd be free to play around. It's a cracking good idea.
But how could I leave Nancy and Arthur?
Oh, bring them too. They can get away for a fortnight. Let's have a family holiday.
Well, I'd love to help you. But would Joe like that?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm only sorry I was so thoughtless not to think of it myself.
But, Joe, think of the trouble we'd save ourselves. Think how...
Oh, don't try and persuade me. I only thought it would be nice to be on our own.
But we will be on our own.
When?
Well, if Mum is going to do the cooking...
Oh, please. Please don't argue. I agree. I agree.
You seem to forget. I'm used to being with a lot of chaps. I like people I know around. We'll have plenty of time to knock around on our own.
I don't want to knock around on our own. I don't care any longer what I do.
I only want to make your holiday a success.
I know you do. You're the kindest person on earth, darling. I'm getting the tickets tomorrow. I'll get 5 instead of 2. Or shall I make it 6?
Why 6?
Your little sister's left some lipstick on your ear, and I don't mean Nancy.
Oh, good heavens, that silly kid.
Here's a handkerchief.
Oh, are you annoyed?
Not with her, Martin. No. I just bored.
What's all this about, Martin? What does Joe mean? Why is she bored?
I think I know, and I don't altogether blame her. Joe's very tired, Mrs. Barrington. She needs a really good rest.
But she's having one here.
Well, I think I must get back to Dick. And may I please come in again sometime?
Oh, do, my dear. Yes, please, do.
I'll go through the garden. Oh, Martin, how stupid of me. I quite forgot that Dick had asked someone to dinner tomorrow, and we must be there en famille. Oh, I am sorry. Would you mind if Peggy didn't go with you to the pictures?
No, that's all right.
Is it? I'm so glad. Say goodnight to Joe for me, will you? Goodnight. Goodnight, Mrs. Barrington.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Good night.
She's a very friendly person, isn't she? I can't say I always agree with her.
Perhaps she's right about Joe. Perhaps Joe is tired.
She told us Colonel Rennick's offered her a job. We'd let her take it.
Well, she's keen to.
Oh, what a pity she's so tired. You wouldn't want her to overtax her strength. You don't think she's starting a little too soon?
You think she ought to put it off for a bit, hmm?
Well, I'd say so myself. And if she takes this job, then she'll want to get a fat, and neither of you will be as comfortable as you are here now, will you?
No, we won't. The Colonel's coming here tonight to discuss things. I think I'll try and head her off.
Well, dear, I think you're right. Oh, I do love having you here, both of you. I hope you'll stay a long, long time.
How about this job we discussed at lunch? Have you thought it over?
It didn't require much thinking over.
Well, I told you I didn't want to hurry you. But now there's some degree of urgency. I find I may have to go away for a short time.
Oh? Where are you going?
I'll tell you sometime. But quite possibly I may be away for as long as 3 months. So if you want to join us, when would you be able to come?
After our holiday. In about 6 weeks.
Oh, well, that would suit me fine.
Then we can call it settled. Can't we, Martin?
Well, I don't think you should rush things. I mean, as quickly as all that.
Why not? After lunch,
I know, but I've thought it over since then.
Well, if you think Joe's rushing things, Martin, how long would you like her to wait?
Well, quite frankly, I don't want her to take it at all.
Martin, why have you changed your mind?
Well, you're tired. You need a longer rest.
When I told you 2 months ago that I was tired, you laughed it off. Why are you making a point of it now?
Look, I hope for my sake Joe takes the job. But it's for you two to decide. Ring me in a day or two.
But I have decided. I want the job.
I know. But I'd still prefer you to ring me up or write to me, just confirming it. Now, I must go now. Good night, Martin. And thanks for the drink. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Paul.
I'll come and see you out.
Why? Oh, why has Martin switched round about that job? Who's there?
Oh, Mary. Joe, darling, I had to come back for a minute. I'm so terribly ashamed about this evening.
This evening?
About Peggy. She behaved...
Oh, her.
I've been watching this coming for a month, hoping it wouldn't happen.
What wouldn't happen?
Peggy making a fool of herself over Martin. She's scatty about him.
Oh, Martin loves admiration. If any girl gives it to him, he'll eat out of her hand.
Well, you ought to give Peggy a good smacking.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't suggest that. She'd adore it.
No, really, I'm very upset, Joe.
Oh, don't be upset, please. I can handle it. It's just a flea bite. Mary, Martin doesn't want me to take that job.
But, darling, that's absurd.
But I'm going to, whatever he says. And we've got to get away from here. Otherwise, there's going to be a bust up.
Oh, Joe, is it as bad as all that?
I can't get near Martin. How can I, with everyone putting him on a pedestal and worshipping him? Why can't his mother understand that we've got to start our lives all over again? Our only chance is to get away on our own. And now they've ruined our holiday together. I set so much store on it. And instead, we're all going down to Cornwall like a flock of silly sheep.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, you thought you'd got rid of me, didn't you? Well, I'm going now. I'll see you both tomorrow. Good night, Mary.
Good night, Mary.
Good night. What were you saying to Paul outside?
I only gave him my point of view.
Today, after lunch, I asked your advice about the job, and you thought the whole idea was wonderful. Why have you changed suddenly? Have you been talking to your mother?
Mum's only trying to be helpful.
I don't want help, Marty. Not that sort.
The real truth is you don't like Mother.
I do like her. And I like her for our human failings as well. And for the fact that she's blind to everything else in the world but your interests and her own. All that I see and understand. But I'm not going to allow her to shape our lives for us.
And what are you going to do?
Take Paul's job. Get a flat of our own. Oh, Martin, why don't you try and understand how I feel?
Oh, for goodness sake, Joe, pull yourself together. Cornwall's going to be great fun if you behave like this.
I'm not going to Cornwall now.
You spoiled it all.
Please yourself, I don't care.
I'm going to bed.
Would you rather that I slept here on the sofa?
You can sleep where you like. I'm going away tomorrow.
Where to?
I don't know. Anywhere. Anywhere, so long as I get some peace and quiet.
Party every night, and we guarantee new hard-wearing Spriata carpeting will last longer than you will.
Take me out of accident, Spriata.
New Spriata carpeting from Floor Time.
What a lovely child. Such beautiful hair.
The one with the long hair?
Yes.
Oh, that's my granddaughter.
We also think little girls look much prettier with long hair. And when we heard some have to get their hair cut because it's too difficult to comb, we decided to make no more tangles after shampoo spray. You just spray it on uncombed hair, and it takes out the tangles like magic. No more tangles after shampoo spray. Made by Johnson & Johnson, specially so little girls can have long hair. Fantastic how easy it is to have a beautiful garden with Supra. You just feed it with Supra Wonder. Wonder Lawn for the lawn, Wonder Garden for ordinary flowers, Wonder Rose for roses and shrubs. And you protect it from pests with the Supra Protector range. It's all so easy, I almost feel guilty. Cheers. Here's to Supra. For a beautiful garden you don't work hard in.
What's the matter with you, Nancy? You look really in the dumps. Boyfriend trouble?
Oh, Martin, isn't it funny that people can be so understanding about relations and friends, but never with the people they're in love with?
Can't they?
Well, I'm always having such long arguments with Tim, even though I love him. And you and Joe can't understand each other, otherwise she wouldn't have walked out on you, would she? Has she written to you yet?
No, not a word.
It's more than a week.
When she feels like making it up, I dare say she'll come home.
But what about our holiday? We're going tomorrow. Mother's going mad about it.
Well, I can't help that. I shall just say Joe's rung up and is staying with her aunt.
But you still don't know where she really is. Aren't you getting worried?
If she doesn't write or send a wire, I'm not going to get in a flap. Why should I?
Have you rung up Colonel Rennick?
Colonel Rennick? No. Why should she bother with...
Well, she might have phoned him about a job. It's worth trying. You needn't say too much. Pretend she's gone up to town for the day and you want her.
That's so undignified. Still, I suppose I could try. He lives at his club, doesn't he? Where's the book?
Here. I've marked it.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Can I speak to Colonel Rennick, please? Oh, you don't know where he is. I see. Thank you. He's gone away for 3 months.
If she was feeling miserable, he's the one person she'd have gone to.
You know, I believe you've got onto something here. Nancy, you don't think that row was a put-up job, do you?
Oh, no, it couldn't have been. You said she was crying. Oh, Joe wouldn't do that sort of thing.
Anybody will do anything if they're in love. Nancy, I believe she's bolted with Paul Rennick.
Oh, don't talk rubbish.
I can see it all now. Wanting to take that job, wanting to live in town. Now I know what's been going on while I was overseas.
Oh, nonsense, Mark.
It isn't nonsense, and I never want to see her again.
Oh, look who's here. Peggy. Oh,
no. Hello. I thought I'd pop in. Do you mind?
Well, you're interrupting a family conference, but do stay. I'm just going. Don't be silly about that, Martin. You don't know for certain.
Don't be silly about what?
Oh, nothing.
You can't hide anything from me. Oh, come on, can't you tell, Peggy?
No. You wouldn't understand. You're too young.
I understand everything about you. I know you're not happily married, are you, Marty?
What makes you say that?
Oh, I can tell. I can always tell. I've a flair for understanding. Oh, Marty, I'm so sorry for you.
Thanks. You're a nice kid, really.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
Jo hasn't gone to her aunt, has she? Mummy says she hasn't any people at all. You two have bust up, haven't you?
Well, we had a row.
Oh, my poor lamb, I'm so sorry. Are you going to separate?
I don't know anything. I haven't seen Jo for 10 days.
You can't go on like this, can you? Oh, Marty, she isn't worthy of you. She isn't. And I can't bear to see you hurt.
Can't you?
No, Marty, darling, you know I can't.
I'm sorry if I'm interrupting anything. Next time I'll ring my bell.
Are you trying to be clever?
No, but I wouldn't be fooled by that lump of sex appeal.
Oh, how dare you talk like that, you great oaf?
Oh, you've been a nuisance ever since you came to live next door.
And you'd better learn to keep your mouth shut.
Go on, get out of this house, you little beast. Oh, I can see what you're up to. Martin belongs to Jo, and she's worth 20 of you.
Oh, that's why she's run away from him, isn't it?
That's a lie, isn't it, Martin? Isn't it?
Now stop being a sanctimonious little prig. What do you know about marriage?
I know. If I were married to Jo, I wouldn't lose her. Where's she gone?
She's left him. But I love him, and when he gets his divorce, I'll marry him.
Will you? How nice for everyone.
I do love him, Mother. I don't care who knows it.
Does Jo know it, Martin?
Of course she doesn't. You've got everything cockeyed, Peggy.
But you did mean that kiss, didn't you? Didn't you, Marty?
Not in the way you thought.
Oh, no. Oh, no. How could you?
Arthur, would you mind if I had a word alone with Martin?
Not a bit. I'm going out anyway.
Well, what do you want to say?
Well, I don't want to sound like a dreary parent, but I wish you'd use your head more. You've hurt that child badly.
I didn't mean to. It sort of happened.
But you must have seen that she was crazy about you. Now she's lost her head and made a fool of herself. I suppose you were looking for sympathy.
Why should I? You want to know why I was fooling about with Peggy, don't you? Wouldn't you feel like that if Dick went off with another woman?
What are you talking about?
Where do you think Joe's gone? She's gone off with Paul Rennick, of course. That's where she's gone.
Well, I'm not sure I blame her if she has. Oh, what a fool you've been, Martin.
What have I done?
Well, perhaps I'm wrong in calling you a fool. But you just don't take the trouble to think.
What about?
Don't you understand, Martin, what it means to a woman to have her man away from her for over 4 years, let alone the danger he's in? It's a gap in her life she can only fill with memories. And hers were brief enough. You can't expect to come home, kiss her, and say, now we're all right again.
And there's two sides to that. If they're both in love with each other, these things don't happen.
But, Martin, no woman, particularly a wife, wants to be taken for granted. She wants a lover to come home to her, even more than a husband. She'll give you all the interest and admiration in the world. But she wants you to be a little interested in what she's been doing as well. Have you given Jo that?
Oh, I know she did a good lot and all that.
Everyone here has made a fuss of you. And your mother thinks the sun rises and sets in you. Now, don't you think Jo might feel a bit out of things? If you'd thought more about her feelings, you could have handled this situation so easily. You could have made her feel she belonged to you, that her interests were your interests. And in a few days, you could have filled the gap completely, and she'd have been part of you again.
Is that why she and Paul have got so much in common?
I should think so.
Is she in love with Paul? Do you think she is?
I think they're very fond of each other. After all, he's been her main background for more than 3 years.
Do you think she tries to see things from my point of view?
I don't know. Doesn't she?
Of course, I dreamed of being alone with Joe, but when it came to the point, I lost my nerve.
Your nerve?
Yes. And I was scared stiff. Scared stiff that I might get sentimental.
For heaven's sake, why?
Because I spent this whole beastly war stopping myself being sentimental. You've got to. You can't fight if you are. You'd crack up.
Yes, I can understand that.
We've all got into this habit of understatement. I wanted to make her feel I'd never been away. That we could carry on from where we left off.
After 4 years, that was your mistake, wasn't it?
We've led such totally different lives.
You've grown up, you mean, in different ways. You can catch up with her if you go the right way about it. And you will find the way.
Suppose that's her. What do I say?
Be gentle with her. I think she's feeling pretty bruised.
But if she's with Rennick now?
Use your intelligence, whatever you do.
Hello? I'm afraid she's not in. Well, I don't know that I can get her. Who wants her? Yes, this is Martin Barrington speaking. Yes? Good heavens. Yes, I'll do everything I can. All right. Goodbye.
What's happened?
Paul Rennick had a major operation yesterday.
Oh, no.
He's semi-conscious and keeps calling for Joe. That was the surgeon. He says it may mean the difference between his pulling through or...
Are you going to tell Joe?
Of course, I must. If I can find her.
Then it's all in your hands now.
In my hands? What do you mean?
I mean whether Joe comes back or not. If she sees him, and it has the effect of bringing him safely through, it'll mean a big emotional moment for her. It can't be anything else. Are you prepared to take the consequences?
You mean the chance that I may lose her?
Frankly, yes. If I know women, this may tip the scales. And the wrong way. For you. We better look facts in the face.
Well, at least this means she can't be with him now.
Are you going to let Joe see him?
She must see him. Do you really think she will go to him? If he gets through, I mean.
It all depends, Martin, on how you handle her within the next few hours.
What are you doing?
I didn't tell you before, because Joe asked me not to, but I heard from her last night. Is that all? Oh, I want Longwood, please. 29. Thank you. They're getting it, Martin. Here you are. She's at a pub called The Beetle and the Wedge. By herself. Good luck to you. Good luck to both of you. You'll find me in the garden.
You're back.
Oh, Martin. He's going to be all right. It was touch and go, you know.
I'm so glad for your sake. Did you sit with him last night?
Yes.
Did he wake?
Once. He looked at me and smiled. But he was barely conscious.
But he knew it was you, all right?
Oh, yes.
Thank heaven you went.
Martin? He must have known about this operation the night he came here. Do you remember he said he was going away, but he wouldn't tell me where he was going?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted everything arranged. In case... Well,
anything happened. They must have told him how serious it was. Isn't it wonderful that he's going to live?
Joe! When did you get back?
You're only just in time. The train goes at 10 o'clock.
Oh, don't worry, darling. I'm not coming with you.
Not coming?
Now, sit down a minute, Mother. I've something I want to tell you.
There's no time to tell me anything now, dear. Can't you tell me on the train?
No.
Oh.
We were going to split the expenses of the house at Foy, weren't we?
Yes.
Well, I want to give you this holiday as a present for all the things you've done for me.
What? You're not coming either?
No. Colonel Rennick's had a very serious operation. As Joe and he are friends, naturally she wants to stay here so that she can go and see him when he wants her.
But what about you? You don't have...
I thought I'd stay too.
But Marty, you can't do that. You must go.
But I want you, Mother, and Nancy, and Arthur, to have a grand time.
He's quite right, Mother.
Mom, the taxi's here.
The taxi? Oh, dear. Everything's happening at once.
Marty, you can't do this. I could come down later.
I've made my own arrangements, Joe, if you don't mind.
Come on, Mother.
Oh, dear. We must go.
Well, have you got everything?
Yes. Oh, no. Have you got the sandwiches, Arthur?
Yes. Oh. Hello, Joe. Is everything all right?
Yes, but Joe and Martin aren't coming to Cornwall. Come on, I'll explain in the taxi.
Right.
Well, goodbye, children. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Martin.
Good holiday. Time.
What's your suitcase doing here, Martin? If you're not going away.
I am going away.
Where to?
Somewhere quiet and peaceful. I think it's a good thing to do, just for a bit.
Perhaps you're right. If you feel like that.
Tell me something, Joe. Is Paul in love with you?
He's never said so.
Women always know these things. Is he?
Yes, I suppose he is.
You going to him last night seems to have tipped the scales.
I think it did.
You'll go and see him, won't you? When the doctors say you can. What are you thinking?
How grateful I am to you. No one could have handled that situation better than you did. It was your sympathy and your imagination that counted so much. When you rang me yesterday, Paul seemed the only thing that mattered just at that moment.
He was, my darling.
But you understood that. What made you understand?
Well, because for the first time, I tried to see your point of view. I should have seen it all along, but I kidded myself I was more important.
We're both important to each other. That's all that matters, my darling. Isn't it? Where are you going?
I've booked a room at a pub called The Beetle and Wedge for 3 months. And I'm taking you with me to get to know you all over again.
And will you call up at my window, as you did 4 years ago?
Great lovers, I understand, never disclose their intentions beforehand.
The best buys in home appliances are all in the Barlow's lineup. Kelvinator stoves and fridges, National washing machines, vacuum cleaners, tape recorders and radios, Sunbeam mixers and fry pans, and many more. All backed and guaranteed by Barlow's.
When you're shopping and you're faced with a choice, remember, your best buy is the one from Barlow's.
In tonight's presentation of Young Mrs. Barrington by Warren Chatham Strode, you heard Jill Henson as Jo and Roger Service as Martin. Mrs. Barrington Sr. was played by Sheila Raymond Jones. Others in the cast were Maureen Adair as Mary Hatton, Tony Wood as Colonel Paul Rennick, Margaret Milner-Smythe as Peggy, Diana James as Nancy, and Brian Darnley as Arthur. Young Mrs. Barrington was produced by Don Ridgway and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.